Louisiana.
Bluegrass state is
Kentucky.
And the volunteer state is
Tennessee.
And the state just north of Arkansas is
Missouri.
And the state named after the river is
Mississippi.
And the Lone Star state is
Texas.
And Tulsa is in
Oklahoma.
Boston is in
Massachusetts.
The capital of the United States,
Washington, D.C.
Oh, and the city where Jim went for the interview,
Chicago.
And the capital of Alabama is
Montgomery.
And the capital of Tennessee is
Nashville.
And the capital of Georgia is
Atlanta.
And the Mardi Gras city is
New Orleans.
And oh, and the various denominations of churches around here, name some of them.
Baptist, United Methodist, Christian, Church of Christ, United Pentecostal, Assembly of God, and there used to be a church called Holiness Church, but I don't think there is one now. So I think that just about covers all that are in Searcy County. Oh, well, there are. I don't know whether they have a church or not, but we have quite a few Seventh-day Adventists.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
A lot of the doctors are
this dentist in Leslie is a Seventh-day Adventist, and his daughter applied to be a foster parent. So I visited her the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I learned about it.
If a person wants to become a member of a church, you say that they want to
join the church.
And in church, you pray to
God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And if there's no piano or organ, you say there's no
music.
And the enemy of God is called
the devil.
And some people think it, that in the graveyards and things that they see
ghosts.
And if there's a old dark house off on the deserted road, people might think that house is
haunted.
And if it's not very cold, but you might say it's not terribly cold, but it's
chilly.
And if a person owned like 500 acres of land, you might say that's a
large farm.
And if someone came to see you and you enjoyed the visit, you might say, well, come
again.
And what do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
And on New Year's, you say
Happy New Year.
And if you weren't sure whether you might have time to do something or not, you might say, well,
well, I might find the time.
And you might say, I have to go downtown and do some
shopping.
And if you made a purchase of some kind, a storekeeper might take a piece of paper and
wrap it.
And when you got home with the package, you'd have to
unwrap it.
If you sold something for less than you paid, you might say, I had to sell it at a
discount.
And if it rained a whole lot and everything was just brown, you might say that crops were a total
loss.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to
borrow some.
And during the Depression, money was
scarce.
And like lots of times in the summertime, children like to get